It is the Mike Show. It's the It's Tuesday, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
Hello.
185. We had to update the crawl at the bottom of the screen. If you're viewing,
that's right.
185 nonprofit organizations are utilizing the Share Greater Lynchburg platform. That is tremendous. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we were stuck at 181 for a good little bit, but we've been onboarding some new organizations in the new year, and I'm excited. They're all lined up to come in and do their own feature in coming weeks. So I'm excited to debut those as we go along, but some really interesting conversations, some people doing some really good work filling gaps that are known in our community. And we're just really excited that Share has made its way to their awareness, and that they are signing up to join us so that they can recruit volunteers and make sure people know about who they are and how to donate and what kind of items they could use.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tremendous platform. We'll talk a little bit more about that and talk a little bit more about the foundation. But first, each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest from the nonprofit community. Today's no exception. Megan, who did you bring us?
Yes, I'm delighted to have Rebecca and Meredith from the Junior League of Lynchburg here today. They're going to be talking about an event coming up this weekend that's certainly important for all of us in the community. And I just have to say that I have not been a member of Junior League, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for the work that they have done for so many decades in our community, and really identifying where the gaps are and who's not doing the work in a certain area, and they kind of come in and just cover it. And this is an example of that. So I'm really excited for Rebecca and Meredith to tell you more.
Very, very cool. Well, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Let's start with Rebecca, because she is the president. Rebecca, tell us, for those that don't know what the Junior League of Lynchburg is and what you do, tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having us. It's great to be here with you, Mike, Bill, and Megan. And I'm so glad that Meredith could join and give a little specific details on our upcoming event. But the Junior League of Lynchburg has actually been around for almost 100 years here in Lynchburg. We started in 1926. We
are like the senior league.
Yes. Well, I mean, we open and have membership across the board. So we have new members that come on and get onboarded. Our what we call active members stay active sometimes for 8 years or more. So they're doing a lot of longstanding work in the community. And then we even have sustaining members. So those are members who are no longer active, but still want to support the league and are engaged with the league in our programs, in our mission, and our events as well. But we are basically a nonprofit made up of women who are really focused on training the next generation of women through volunteering and collaboration so that we can make lasting impact in our community. And something that's kind of really unique about the Junior League, even though we are the Junior League of Lynchburg, we are part of something much bigger. There's an international association of leagues. There's 297 chapters across six countries.
Wow.
So when you join the Junior League of Lynchburg, you kind of get to, you know, tap into our really long history of impact. You know, the leagues were founded over 100 years ago. And, you know, our league here, like Megan said, we have had a history of identifying gaps in services that are available to the community. And we've helped bring about organizations like Amazement Square, CASA, the Free Clinic, Kids Haven. 1 year, our group even established the Riverside Park Spray Ground as part of their collective impact. And our current focus is actually, we did a collective impact study in 2018, and we have established a program called the Period Access Distribution Center, and it provides free menstruation products to women in our community. And we're currently serving, I think, upwards of 180 women every month. So, wow. You know, something new always comes about. There's always a new need. And the league's purpose is to kind of leverage our power of collected women to identify those needs with other organizations like Share, and to bring about some change in those areas where we can.
Well, this is tremendous, and it's tremendous the sheer amount of time that your organization has been in existence. That I was joking when we said we were vetting you, but we do vet some organizations when we're lining them up to come on the air, and I think you passed muster.
Thank you.
So you guys have an event that's coming up, and let's throw it to Meredith to tell us about that. Hi.
Hi. So we're really excited. Our second, hopefully annual, DEIB Summit is coming up this weekend, Lead and Learn with the DEIB Summit. And we're so thankful to have partnered with the University of Lynchburg's JEDI Educational Council to host this event. It'll be Saturday, February 22nd, from 8:30 to 3:00. Tickets are $30, $15 for students. It's open for anybody who is interested in learning more about what they can do to further the DEIB work, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging work in their own organizations as well as in our community. We're really excited. We have a great lineup of speakers. Our keynote is going to be Dr. Marcia Bennett. We have Chantel Spinner, Angela Dawn, Davion Washington, Leslie King are all going to be speakers. We're also going to have a panel discussion at the end, which is going to focus on reimagining DEIB for collective impact. Lunch is provided, so that's always exciting, as well as we have some really exciting door prizes, because I'm all about prizes. So we have some door prizes. So it's going to be a really fun event. We're really excited about it. It's very applicable and needed in our current political and community climate, and it's a big passion for not only the Junior League of Lynchburg, but the Junior League as a whole to really focus on and further this DEIB impact and purpose.
Hey, Meredith, is that going to be in the ballroom or the dining hall, or where on campus are they having that?
It's going to be in one of the rooms behind the dining hall. I don't remember the specific
Room
it's going to be in. But it's going to be in one of those where you have to like walk through the dining hall.
Oh, yeah. There's an east room or something like that.
Yes, I think it is the east room.
Yeah, sure.
Good. Now, do you have to register in advance and purchase tickets?
We would appreciate registering in advance just so we have an appropriate headcount, but we will, of course, be allowing people to purchase tickets day of.
Okay. And then up on our screen right now, if you go to The Mike Show VA or if you go to ShareGreaterLynchburg.org and type in the Junior League of Lynchburg, scroll down to the Lead and Learn tab and you'll find the QR code. Just scan that QR code and go ahead and purchase your tickets right now. As a matter of fact, do it.
I just wanted to say one thing, Mike. I agree with Meredith that I think that so much there's such an opportunity for the private sector to, and nonprofits to fill in the gap right now on services that are being cut out of our federal budget. And I think it's so important that, we're showing up in that way as leadership and nonprofits that are leading the way for other organizations. We feel that at the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, Share Greater Lynchburg, and of course with JLL kind of leading the way of the next generation of leaders. I always tell anyone who's looking for board members to go look at a Junior League and try to connect with the Junior League, because they really train up the best leaders in our community. These are the women that are serving in our businesses, our nonprofits, in the private sector, public sector. The map of impact is incredible across these almost 100 years. And so it really is an amazing organization. So hopefully if any listeners are interested in learning more about the Junior League or, joining the Junior League, maybe this weekend would be a great opportunity to come and network with some of the existing members.
Absolutely. That's a great takeaway as well. Do you need anything for this? Do you need any volunteers or are you pretty well set?
Thankfully, we are great on volunteers. We really just need people to register and attend and enjoy themselves and come for a day of learning and fellowship.
Absolutely. And that is coming up again February 22nd, rapidly approaching. You can scan the QR code and purchase tickets. It's at the University of Lynchburg from 8:30 until 3:00. For those that are not watching and those that are listening, go on over to our Facebook at The Mike Show VA or hit up ShareGreaterLynchburg.org and click on Junior League of Lynchburg. Learn more. Thank you so much for, coming on the show and then everything that you do and everything that your organization stands for. It's fantastic. Megan,
mm-hmm.
185, as mentioned at the top of the segment. That's just tremendous work. Tell us what's going on at Share Greater Lynchburg and also the foundation.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll start with the foundation because this is kind of our big moment for grant application acceptance. We have three going right now. So we have the Century Fund that is our one-time $100,000 fund that is given out once a year. We've done it for 5 years and it's on February 28th is the deadline to apply. So we're only 10 days away and we have had some amazing recipients in the past. The Free Clinic, Camp Kumbaya, James River Association. Most recent one was Roads to Recovery. These are organizations that are doing transformational projects like finishing a capital campaign, launching a brand new program. We're looking for like a holistic program that could be covered with, or finished with this grant. So we look forward to those are rolling in. You go through a portal on our website. It's a brand new software that we're using that's fantastic, but it does take a few more steps to engage with. So don't wait until the 27th to start applying because yeah. It is does take a few steps. Also, we have a whole bunch of scholarships available. We have many different scholarships for high schoolers going into different fields. And those applications kind of have a rolling deadline between March 15th and April 11th, based on the school. We would encourage parents and students to contact your guidance counselor to learn about the medley of options. I know I was just calculating for EC Glass. It's close to $50,000 available every year for EC wow. Glass students. And so we're just, it's just a matter of, breaking through and the noise of all the things that students have coming at them to say, hey, look, there's $50,000 here for EC, specific for EC Glass students that you can apply for. And so we're working on that right now. And also all the other high schools as well. That's just one that I was working on last week. Lastly, we have the competitive grants and the deadline for the spring competitive cycle is March 15th. And so that is less than a month away. You can go to the grants portal on our website, lynchburgfoundation.org. Typically nonprofits are on a spring or a fall cycle. So just don't forget to, put in your application for competitive grants. We have donated over $2 million in the past few years for 250 different nonprofits. So make sure that you take advantage of that opportunity.
Hey, yep. Hey, Megan, just a quick word on the scholarships. It was always to go through the scholarships, you check with the guidance office at your yes. in the school. Is that still accurate?
That's right.
It doesn't do much good for people to call the foundation right. and ask for scholarships. It needs to be run through the guidance office at your Absolutely. Child's specific school. So it's a great system. But anyway, yeah. wanted to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, again, thank you so much. You can learn more about all the grants and opportunities at Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. Also, visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. If you're a part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the Share platform,
what's the matter with you?
Yeah, exactly. We say that every time.
It's free.
Yeah, it is free. And it is a one-stop portal that folks that want to learn about nonprofit organizations in our area, it's Lynchburg and surrounding counties. If you want to learn about a nonprofit that speaks to you, if you're looking to serve, volunteer, even at the board level, or if you're looking to make a donation to any of these organizations or all of them, I mean, if you really have some cheese.
Thanks, Elon.
Yeah, go ahead and just, just drop it all in there. You can learn more about these organizations at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And if you're part of a nonprofit, get signed up and get on the platform because not only is it an online platform, but you have so many workshops and seminars and things for nonprofit leaders and folks that are in the nonprofit community to learn It's a tremendous organization.
I did want to mention we have our monthly lunch and learns coming up. We have one coming up at Amazement Square on March 5th. So be looking in the newsletter for that opportunity to sign up. It'll be a workshop that exposes participants on some of the team building exercises that the Amazement Square offers. So boards of directors or staff can come and work on team building at Amazement Square as a resource for. Mm-hmm. Your organization. So they're offering a whole menu of ways that people can engage with Amazement Square. We also have a mixer coming up at the Hillcat Stadium in March, and we're already starting to prepare for the nonprofit summit, which will be July 30th. So a lot of good things in the works, and all of that will be on our website and newsletter.
Tremendous.
Cool.
ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for taking so much time today. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you out and about within the community. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.